he's cut.
My sister hates.
I have a bunch of random questions, but I gotta find them first.
We're recording, so whenever you want to cut off, whenever you want to start your, get closer though, because you're too far. Sorry.
Hello, my name is Andrew.
Everyone just makes fun of my voice, then I make fun of his channel too. It's funny.
Hey, welcome to Pizza Time Podcast. As usual, I'm Henry. I'm the only one that's been in every one of these.
Why does it sound like you're crying?
Because I'm so alone.
Well,
Not really.
You have...
Speaking of which, welcome back and welcome to another person. Well, we have Steven and Madison.
His name's Jeff, but...
He already ruined it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You can't edit it out.
I'm too lazy.
He doesn't know how to edit.
I know how to edit.
He doesn't know how to go beep.
It's really easy. I showed him.
I'm sorry.
He just
I'm
doesn't
not
have
a nerd. I am.
You're
but
a
not
nerd.
The, not a computer nerd.
Well, it's not even a computer nerd.
That's a computer.
I know, but
you're pointing at a computer.
It's a laptop.
It's the same thing.
No.
Nope.
I feel like I just enraged so many people saying that.
You lost like 2 subscribers.
No. Oh no! Now you're down to 1.
Oh no! Dang.
It's like, all right. Mom, are you still subscribed? I was never subscribed.
She's like, no, you're the 80% that's not subscribed. Because if you check on Apple, like, what's it called? The stuff that it tells you how many people are subscribed, it'll let you know.
Is this really how we're starting the episode?
We can start.
It's up to you.
No. I'm just saying.
I can start it again.
This is fine. I'm just saying. Anyways, welcome back to the Pizza Time Podcast.
that could be a good part to start.
That's it. No, we'll leave the whole thing in here.
Yeah,
about
that's
how
up to you.
Y'all are making fun of
I mean,
my craft.
Normally, you just leave the whole thing in there.
I usually do. Wait, you don't even listen to it.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
From
oh my
point.
God, really?
Yeah,
that actually makes me really happy.
Thanks, bro. And he's been waiting for the new episode.
Try to be supportive. You're just like, nah. I don't put up new episodes.
Dang.
I'm feeling attacked.
It's okay. We're only 2 minutes in, so
it's fine. You know who wouldn't treat me like this? Flip it and reverse it, people. They're
well,
really nice to
I
me.
I mean, you did two episodes with them, and I still
did.
Haven't heard the other episodes.
And I messed up the first one.
Yeah, you did.
But
I heard all of it, too, and I was like, this is good. And then, I don't know what happened.
Anyways, the second one's gonna be better. It's coming out this... Wait, I'm gonna drop this next week, so... It's coming...
It's already out.
It's already out!
You're confusing yourself.
I really am. Anyways,
but the thing is, he's not even posted this one. He's probably gonna post this one first, and then
no. He's gonna post this in like 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So right now it is February 5th, 2020.
Anyways,
so just in case
you.
Anybody's curious how long these things take to edit,
the Pizza Time Podcast. I've made this intro about 3 times, and these individuals are just insulting me. So. Welcome back, Steven.
Hey, what's up?
Steven's kind of dead right now.
I had some butt surgery. So.
Again.
Next time I'll be gentler.
Yes,
oh, God.
Please.
And Madison. I don't know.
Hello.
Yeah, do you want me to call
supposedly
you?
Supposedly, I'm a lizard person.
Oh, yes.
If
you want to know more about that, go to Creepypasta Myths. And Andrew, David, and Jeff... We'll tell you all about lizard
Holy
people.
Crap. That's funny.
God, that's dumb.
You're dumb.
And you're ugly.
Listen to my creepy bosses.
But yeah, today we're just kind of, I'm going to be honest, this is kind of like a filler episode, but I want to see if it'll work, if y'all like listening to me and my friends kind of just, what's it called?
Were your friends?
I thought you were.
I mean,
I'm a lizard.
You said that you'd pay me $100 an hour, so I mean that's why I'm here.
Can you shut? That's what he told me too. Hey, wait, he offered you $100?
Yeah.
He said $80 for me.
Ooh.
Shut up.
What? Hey, I need
maybe you should wear makeup. Maybe that'd make.
I will end both of you unless you don't be quiet right now.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about, Dad?
Anyways, I just wanted to see if this format would work. If y'all just want to hear me and these compatriots.
Compatriots.
I don't know what y'all want me to call y'all anymore. I thought I had friends. I'm Andrew. Yeah, we're just going to... I don't know. What's it called?
What do you mean, what is it called?
Just talk.
What topic? What do you
want to
talk about?
Well, I mean, did you want me to do the random questions?
Yeah, that's it, basically.
Okay, so we're doing random questions that Jeff over here is going to be asking us, and we have to answer.
Who's Jeff?
The guy behind you.
I'm not doing the other fake name thing like you.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't do fake names.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Andrew.
Oh, no, what was it? In the other episode, you said you edited it.
Oh, yeah, I'm the editor for Andrew.
I sound exactly like him.
Yeah, but me and him sound exactly the same. Okay, question number one. Answer. Okay,
so Henry first. So, yeah, the very first question. What's something you wish was socially acceptable?
Oh, gosh. Example, clipping your toenails in your car.
That's disgusting.
You do that?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, something that you wish.
It's a joke.
Gosh. Burping.
Burping?
I mean, it's kind of acceptable.
I don't know. I burp very loud.
I mean, it matters where you're at. Some countries, that's like, yeah, we don't care. Or it's even been like, oh,
all right,
yeah.
Fine. You give me an example right quick.
I'll do it. So what was the question again?
What's something you wish was socially acceptable?
People could just yell and not get arrested.
What?
You could just start yelling out of nowhere instead of disturbing the peace and getting arrested for
people
disturbing.
Do that regardless.
I know, but they get arrested.
Maybe
I don't
not
want,
if you're white.
I don't want them to get arrested. Yeah, let's take a big turn. All right, what do you want, Henry? I mean, David.
What the? We're not on yours anymore.
I mean, Troy.
Troy Bolton?
Yes.
Oh! I got one.
Jump the border.
No. So, what I want is for it to be socially acceptable for a man to have a fruity drink.
Yes. I agree with you on that one. I do love fruity drinks. Mm.
Fruity drinks are good.
They're delicious, but the thing is, if you're seen out, like, at a bar, and you order, like, a margarita or something, like, really colorful or fruity.
See, there's ways to get around that, though. Like, if you get a margarita on the rocks instead of being blended.
What if I don't want a margarita on the rocks?
It tastes the same.
Don't come at me with that. I want
mine better.
I also think it looks dope. Tell me that those like island blends and mixes with the little umbrella and the little pineapple on the side don't look like the most refreshing thing on the planet.
At that point, aren't you just manly enough that you're just like, I don't care, I'm drinking a girly drink, and you just go for it anyways?
Exactly.
Well, you see, there we go. But that's the thing. For a lot of people, it's like, what's it called? They have a fragile masculinity.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I have recently. Why do you look at me like that? Which I've recently realized that I had. I'm working on it.
That's okay.
Thank you.
I got one more. I wish it was socially good for somebody to talk in front of a mic by themselves and not get judged.
I feel like that's becoming more acceptable.
Well, I'm saying that more for you.
Oh,
it's okay.
Because I know you do your podcast by yourself, and then
no. There's that one unreleased episode.
I really want to hear it.
No one will ever hear that.
I really want to hear
it. I feel like if anyone heard that, they'd be like, "Oh my god, this is the making of a serial killer."
It's literally the beginning of Joker. All right, second question. Also, Henry ate spicy food.
Oh yeah, I have.
Oh, I wish it was socially acceptable for people to cough and not get... Actually, no, I don't. No coughing. Or you're going under arrest.
I hate you.
Whenever you mention the word C-O-U-F, C-O-U-G-H, he starts C-O-U-G-H-ing. Look.
That wasn't a cough. That was a...
You just said it.
I'm not going to.
Watch it. In 30 seconds, he's going to... C-O-U-H-D or
C-O-U-H-D. You better stop. All
right,
next question. I'm getting lightheaded.
Okay, next question. Let's see. What fictional character do you relate to the most?
Spider-Man.
How?
I have glasses. And I literally have them as our picture for the podcast. I'm Spider-Man, you're Batman.
What am I anything like Batman?
No.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, but I am like Spider-Man, thanks. I love nerd stuff. I love Lego. I love
Redheads.
Redheads. I love, what else do I love? Everything that Spider-Man loves. Thanks. You go ahead. Thanks.
Don't ever. God, don't bring that on my podcast.
Don't C-O-U-G-H, okay? Oh. Oh, you mean...
I'd probably have to say Dick Grayson.
Why?
Because I always try to stay positive for some things, and he's basically what Batman should be, but he's also gone through a lot of trauma, which I can kind of say I have. I don't want to be open about that, but
that's okay.
A lot of stuff has happened, but you always try to stay positive and you want to smile through all the stuff.
Like Joker, yeah.
Jesus!
Do you have a crowbar in your backpack?
Yo, actually, maybe Jason Todd, because a crowbar did cut off my toe.
That's good to know. Mr. What was your name again?
Is it Henry or David? Why are we doing this? It's mine. I just use my name.
I'm just messing with you.
And then Madison here looks like...
You mean Jeff?
My name's Jeff. My name's Jeff. I feel like that's hurting your face. You don't smile.
He's a smiling man.
Also, he has a chipped tooth. Mm-hmm. Bro, same.
I have a chipped tooth.
I punched myself in the face.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
Oh, gosh.
Finding out too much about Henry with these questions.
No, you're going to find out a lot about me through these.
Okay. All
right, let's see.
Is there a useless skill you have or want to learn?
All right, what's your useless...
I don't have a useless skill.
Useless skill.
All my skills are useful.
Wow.
So, actually, I don't know.
Somebody's cocky.
Ah, jeez.
No, I'd like to learn... I really, really want to learn how to play the ukulele.
Why the ukulele?
Because I think it sounds cool.
Because, see, if he learns how to play the ukulele, he can gain an extra 200 pounds, and no one judges him at that
point. Oh, my God. For real.
You can just eat whatever.
Somewhere.
You have to have a good voice, though.
I have a solid voice. If I try...
Here, try singing that song you were just singing.
My voice is weird right now because it made me cough.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mine is pretty cough.
Shut up!
I would pick...
You know, I want to say, I feel like there's some listeners, by the way, we'll get to yours in a second, that with the word as well, they also do the action.
What, they cough?
Watch them, like... when they're listening to the podcast, every time we're saying it, they're going... Stop it, guys!
Damn it!
So like 50
again?
Times. Man, these guys just keep making me, COUGA.
Actually, I want to learn how to juggle.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I want the ukulele to learn how to juggle.
That just takes time.
I can't juggle. And whistle.
You have to have good... Whistling is actually pretty important. Yeah, bro. Just stop. Stop while you're ahead.
I got this thing where, you can go like... Can you do that? Like... So...
Can you do this?
Everyone
but I can...
Can you do it?
Just a different octave.
I think mine pops more. I can't do that.
I can't do that one either.
Ow!
It actually hurts my face.
But hard. I can also do the same noise, but a lot louder. So I can go...
Jesus!
Oh my gosh, that was scary. That was pretty cool.
Alright. So we learned his interesting talent.
Can you spit, like if you press on a certain part of your thing, it spits out water?
Yes. Like a spider? Or yeah. No, like a cobra dog.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it now though.
Yeah, it only does it on certain spots, but it does it.
Alright, okay. What was yours?
What was the question again? It was like, what would you...
Is there a useless skill that you have or want to learn?
My useless skill is putting my hands like this and doing this. Not a lot of people can do it.
What do you mean?
So put your hands together, okay. Like two fists.
They have no idea what you're doing, by the way.
I know, but for you, try it, and then we can make fun of you.
Wait.
Okay, I'm going to do this one. There. There. Good. Nope, you messed up.
That just sounds like someone beating off.
It does. Like song and sing. But yeah, that's my useless skill, and I wish I could learn how to fix like anything electronic. Like I know certain things, but I wish I could just be like, oh no, I actually fix cars, like from head to toe.
That's not useless though.
No, that's my one that I want to learn.
Oh, but it has to be a useless skill.
No, but it said there.
Yeah, it says
a useless skill you want to learn
that you have or want to learn.
Oh, okay. One would be. How to clean CDs with toothpaste really good.
What?
When they're, like, messed up.
Yeah, that's not nearly as much of a problem as it used to be, though.
No, I know, but for my PS2 games, they're actually a big problem.
All right, next question.
Let's see.
Sorry, I coughed. My throat.
Can you shut up?
So, what makes you feel at peace? For example, you can visibly see the stress melt off me once I'm out of the city.
Cheeseburgers. Whenever I see a cheeseburger, my stress leaves. I freaking love cheeseburgers.
You just have to see it? Yeah. You don't even have to eat it?
I don't have to eat it. I just see it and I go, I'm about to buy one. What's yours, Mr. Henry?
I was about to get really depressing.
No. That's horrible.
It's like, she was? No.
Oh, man, no.
Not anymore. No, it's the exact opposite now. Thank you, Madison.
It happens.
It's okay. Thank you. Anyways, no, actually, ironically, ukulele music.
What the freak is wrong with you? Ukulele music?
Ukulele music, or like, anything,
for like small little puppies with small
reggae.
Reggaeton?
No, not reggaeton. Reggaeton, I mean like reggae, like...
Like the music?
Yeah, the music, like Bob Marley stuff.
Oh, that reggae.
Like, that puts me in a good mood.
I got you. Yeah, that's cool. All right, Nito. Madison, you.
For me, it's, strangely enough, Undertale soundtrack, uh-huh. The Undertale song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it just calms me out. It just puts me straight on, like, level again.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but it's just like a reset for my brain. It doesn't matter if I'm, like...
A lot of people are using it for memes now.
What?
Like, the Undertale song?
Mm-hmm.
They're using it for memes. Like, they'll be, like, doing something, yeah. And in the background is that music, and then it just amplifies with, like, a bunch of bass.
Now I think about it, also, Star Wars.
Star Wars music from, what's his face?
Yeah, the music, and then also, like, some scenes from, like, I rewatch some scenes from movies, and I'm like, this makes me feel good.
That's cool. Yeah. I love seeing Dooku's head get chopped off.
Just... That sound of like glass shrieking with, and then the little when his head hits the ground.
I just love that, and I love hearing Emperor therapeutic. Going, do it. All right, what's the next?
So, what's a fact that makes people wonder why you know that?
What's a fact? Give
me you want me to give you my creepy one?
Yeah,
please.
So, to be able to skin somebody alive, you need to have a room at a very high temperature because your skin provides a lot of insulation for your body.
Gotcha.
Why would you do that?
Huh?
What are you talking about? I didn't even hear him. What do you say? What did you hear, Tobar? Oh, what did you hear?
I've already said it so many times.
You have on the what's it called? Flip it in reverse.
They already know my name.
Yeah, it's okay. That is a cool thing to know, though.
But it's also one of those facts that's it's like, why in the world do you know that?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a few. Do you know any?
Let me think.
This is very difficult because some of them are just very perverted.
Just go for it.
Let me think. I know when you break your collarbone, you have to wear like a backpack strap. It's not creepy or anything, but it's not a cast.
Well, I mean, didn't you break your collarbone?
Yeah, I know.
That's why. That's not really
a makes sense. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yours makes sense too. That's the thing.
When you lose a finger or something, you have to put it in ice for, I forget why, but you put it in ice like for an hour.
Well, you're supposed to put it in ice on the way there.
Yeah.
To the hospital.
I guess I know that because I lost a toe. Nice. But
and then you lost it.
Oh my god, I did!
Yeah, that's what you told me. You told me you lost your toe.
No, it was in my freezer for the longest time. And then my mom threw it away, I think.
So you didn't go to the hospital with your toe that you cut off?
We brought the wrong container. We
Oh no, there's hot dogs in there!
No, it was ice cream.
So you just brought a tub of ice cream and you're like, can you reattach this? And they open it up and they're like,
the doctor's going like this, can somebody get me a spoon?
Get me a scooper, stat!
Who has cones?
Oh, God. I don't know, I feel like I should have some, but I can't think of any right now.
I feel like I should have some too, but I don't have any. I know that if you leave a body in the water for too long, it starts basically getting puffy and then decompose itself that way.
Well, you know what another one is?
What?
So, if you dump a body in a river, you have to cut open the organs so that they don't float.
because like
air is still inside.
What helps you float. So if you cut it open, it fills up with water and the body sinks.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good fact.
Most serial killers avoid eye contact.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, that fan looks amazing.
I like how everyone's fucking
each other. Man, I love fans. I mean, ventiladores.
Alright, next one.
Alright, go.
Let's see. That's true. What about... What is your idea of happiness?
Alright, go ahead. Mine is being... Because you didn't say anything. Mine is being with my girlfriend and playing video games.
That's nice.
More video games, though.
We're just going to call right now.
I'm scared, buddy. I heard something.
No, no. Okay, I'm fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
What? I didn't even know.
Go play video games. That's fine.
Yeah, don't cheat on me with your video games. I knew you were cheating on me. Beep.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Hear Kermit in the background.
Hey, we're still doing something? Hi-ho.
I guess for me, it'd be waking up not alone. That sounds creepy, but no, like waking up next to someone you love,
not alone.
And just, I guess, being in the presence of someone that makes you feel good. I had that for a while, even though that was mad.
Oh god, I touched the little circle piece. Bad.
But yeah, it's
my eyes though.
Come on, touch your eyes.
It's the fact just being around the person, not really, doesn't matter what you're doing. Because I remember I'd run errands with this girl, and she. We'd be at Walmart or we'd be at the DMV, and I was having the time of my life.
Just not even doing anything. Yeah, just literally just staring nothing. At her.
I still remember one day we went.
It's very stockish.
Yeah, have you ever seen you?
It's very Stockholm.
Very
syndrome.
Joe Goldsworth. I don't know.
Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Very. He had a Jewish last name.
Yeah, something Jewish.
But yeah, no, it's. It's just being around someone that makes you feel happy no matter what. Like I said, I remember I went to the DMV. We were there for like 3 hours. I was happy.
That's good.
I didn't really care.
That's cool.
It's just like, I think that, and...
That is your definition of being happy?
Yeah. I guess being with the right person. And then also...
Sleeping.
I love sleeping so much.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, and I guess that's it. And then also, you know, eating. Eating great food. Also
eating what?
No, nice. Home cooked meal.
No less.
But like, ooh.
So basically tacos.
Yeah.
And enchiladas.
Oh my god.
Rice and beans.
My mom Chalupas. Makes Cheese. The best enchiladas. Chalupas. Oh my god, I'm happy right now. Anyways.
Elotes.
Oh, have you had an elote loco?
No, it sounds good though.
You just put the mayonnaise and the cheese and the chili powder. Well, I can't eat the chili powder.
I can't eat it. Well, you can. You will do it. You'll be like. Ole, oye, ¿quieres chili? And you'd be like this.
Why do you think I talk like that?
That's not you talking. That's the other
you're,
guy.
You're
talking.
Ordering it from somewhere.
No, anytime Steven imitates me or like any Hispanic, hey, do you want to do this?
Well, that's the only way that his grammar is proper, though.
Yeah. Really.
If he tries to speak it normal,
yeah.
It's all off.
It sounds terrible.
It's all off.
I have to make fun of myself making fun of my culture. Oh. Orale, ¿quieres? Do you want some mayonnaise and chili? And you'd be like, I know I shouldn't.
Anakin Skywalker here.
And you go,
the younglings.
Dump the entire thing. He opens the cap that instead of the circles around, he just opens the cap and just sprinkles the entire thing. It charges you like an extra $2 though.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of chili. And he costs for like 3 years.
I hate that this question just brought back a lot of vivid memories.
Oh, that's nice. All right, next question.
Awful. What? Wait, no, Madison didn't answer.
Oh, yeah. What was your definition?
I'd agree with you guys. You know, spending time with people.
Like, dude. That.
Yeah.
Your girl's gonna be so pissed.
That's if she listens. Remember, you lost a lot of subscribers.
I did.
Yeah.
Thanks.
She's my best friend.
She'll listen, too.
We're fine.
Love you. All right, next question.
Next question. What do you love most about yourself?
Cocky much.
I'd say my sense of humor.
Yeah, me too. Not my butthole.
Yeah. Cause not my gut.
Stupid Crohn's disease.
Well, I'm not fat, but I'm not skinny. I'm in that weird middle.
It's because you're working out, so you're building a lot of muscle.
Oh, thank you. But at the same time, I eat awful.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah, I guess I'd say my sense of humor.
Okay. I can
you,
see that.
Yeah. You?
Same thing.
Yeah. What about you?
What do you think of it? black from the waist down.
Nah, I wasn't even gonna say that.
But white from the waist up.
Oh yeah, and by the way, he's half black, half white. Just if you
didn't half Hispanic, joke. Half Indian.
He's basically
just,
everything.
I'm just a mutt. Yeah. Just a mutt.
He's Pluto's nephew from Disney. Sorry, I'm sitting weird because I have like gas for some reason building up right here, and it's causing like a lot of problems.
Why do you relate me with Pluto, the one slave of the Disney cast?
Oh my god, for real.
Goofy is literally Pluto's brother.
I didn't mean...
They're both dogs. But Pluto's perfectly fine being...
Wow, bro, way to bring up slavery.
Yeah, I'm so awkward. Sorry. I didn't awkward. Mean to. Yeah.
I didn't mean to. Okay.
All right, next question.
Whole episodes on both of them, political, religious, and
let's
everything.
See, let's
we
see.
Could get into some racism. Of that.
What's something that freaks you out for no good reason?
Frogs.
I know it's frogs for that guy.
Okay. Yeah, frogs. But I have a reason.
Why? Explain this reason.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I was like 9 or 8, and I left the door open and I took a nap on my couch. And I left
how
like.
Do you, how do you leave the door?
I left the because it was hot and there was like a little breeze. It was like.
Was this at your house? Like the one I know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Was it?
Was it when you lived like near?
Norton.
Like around that area.
No. It was where in the house. You know, it was in the house. It was like the first year we lived there.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I left the door open because it was kind of humid.
It was kind of humid. Yeah.
And we didn't pay the AC.
Okay.
But I remember, and it was, I just took a nap, and I woke up with, like, 4 frogs on me.
Don't pay the AC. Yeah. He doesn't know that you don't pay for the AC.
You don't, yeah.
I don't know things. I was nine.
You didn't pay for the AC. You didn't pay for electricity that month? You had no...
There was a lot of times we didn't have electricity.
Yeah, I know. Same happened here.
It was during the, like, recession. You remember that crap?
Oh, yeah. 2008? That was crappy.
Yeah.
2007, 2008.
Your dad probably just disabled the entire thing. Like,
probably, yeah, to save money. I remember. But anyways, I woke up with like 4 frogs on me, and they just started squirting blood.
I don't know what the freak you saw or what you were dreaming. Did you really have blood on you?
You know when like frogs squirt blood out of their eyes?
I've never seen a frog do that.
Look it up. Frogs squirt blood out of their eyes. Like
in the Amazon, though. So
that ain't only in the Amazon. They did it.
He was thinking about like Wonder Woman when he was seeing that.
What? Oh, Amazon.
Blood eyes.
That's what I do, bro. No.
Frog shoots blood from my. Oh my god.
What I say?
Do. Oh, copyright! Ah! All right, good.
Can you stop? You're also laying down and doing the motions.
He's playing patty cake, man. Leave him
alone. Patty cake. Anyway, what? Did you just use 2 hands?
What are you talking about?
You don't?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Is it like this? It's a lizard, though.
That's not a...
A bird drops swallow
fruit for the harvester. What are you watching? That looks like poop. Go to the part where it becomes Satan. I said frog, bro. Oh my god, what is that? Oh, ew! Isn't a tear down. It's high octane coyote repellent, aka
blood. Let her rip. Blood pressure builds up to the point. Did it come out like that? Actually shoot
blood out of its eye. So it's a lizard. Of a sharpshooter. And yes, it's nothing more than
plain old blood. Coyote wisely retreats. Nah. Well, yeah, it was a frog, bro. And they just freaked me out.
It's okay.
Anyways, that's my thing. What about yours?
Mine would be finishing things.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't finish stuff. Like, finish artwork. Finish. I just can't finish. So that's my ultimate scariness.
That's scary to you? Finishing things?
Yeah. I don't like to finish. I like to keep things where they're at. Because once you finish something, then
it's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. You get me?
Ooh. That's like existential fears, bro.
Yeah. That suck.
You?
For me, it's that I don't get scared of things. Like,
I was going to say that one
like
too, but
in high pressure situations, like, people generally go fight or flight. And I'm just like, quarter second pause. analyze the situation, what's the most logical thing to do, and do that. Like, I've been in situations where somebody, like, got their hand stuck in a machine, and it was, like, shredding their hand, and I'm, like, able to calmly get them to where they need to go, and then it's, like, person that is supposed to be able to handle this situation just
freaking out,
runs away, and it's like, yeah, where did they go? But for me, it's like, in this situation, I'm like, okay, I'm good. You look like, I've had paramedics come up and be like, you should try to be a paramedic, or even air traffic control people be like, you should join air traffic control. I think he's jealous.
He looked like a frog when he was trying to hold his breath.
I'm trying to hold my coffin. You're trying to hold. Anyways, that's a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
Next question.
All right, next and also, final question.
That makes you like a serial killer. We'll do three more.
No, we'll do two more.
Three. How much time is this thing?
30.
We're at 30 minutes already.
Let's get to 40.
Have fun with editing.
All right. He's not going to edit anything.
No.
He's going to go cut.
That's how I'm going to do it, bro.
Because he's thought, you know, done his other one. I mean, he has. If you're hearing this, by he's the already time done. I should have.
Okay, if time was frozen for 8 hours right now, and you could still move around freely, what would you do?
So Dexter's Laboratory, like in the episode where he's like, he's trying to shower with like one drop of water. Do you remember that episode?
No.
Oh, what? Dude, I gotta show you that. It's hilarious. Do you remember that episode? Dude, it was so cool. He goes to like the kitchen, he's toasting. The thing is, everything's in slow motion. So he's putting bread and toast and everything, and he's going, and it clicks, and it's instead of taking.
I remember it was just like, it was like, how would I say it? It was pleasuring?
It was weird, man.
It was like the sounds they would make. It was like,
I love that episode.
Calming.
Well, you're into ASMR, so.
I really am. I love that stuff. Funny.
But yeah, okay, what would be your thing then, Henry?
Oh, I'd steal so many things.
Oh, you would? If the world stopped for 8 hours.
Yeah. Cool. I'd steal a lot. What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If I was a teenage boy, I'd do worse things.
I know.
But I don't want to bring him up. But I'm just saying, as a teenage boy, if I could stop the world.
Oh, buddy. Oh, the amount of nasty things.
Yeah. I would just be the ultimate, like, just the worst. But that's why.
But so, yeah, and I'd probably steal a lot of stuff.
I'd
get so much shoes, bro.
I'd probably go to, like, NASA and, like, get.
You have 8 hours.
I don't think you can get there in time.
I could steal a jet.
The jet's frozen.
Where would you get a jet from?
Yeah, where?
The airport that's nearby.
You'd crash and die.
Morrisville. No, I'll learn.
And then for
I got 8 hours.
I was about to say.
I got 8 hours to learn. I got 8 hours. Can we have a partner? Can we have like a phone line?
I want my partner to be a jet fighter.
I would want him to be a jet fighter. He knows how to fly jets.
Nah. See, mine makes sense. I just steal stuff.
Well, I'm just trying to be fun with it. I'm trying to think now.
Well, because stealing is fun.
All right. Henry, fine. Stealing is fun. Anyways. That's cool. But yeah, I would.
I just realized I do some stuff too.
Yeah.
Not like bad. No, I mean, well, yes, bad stuff. I'd slash some certain person's tires.
Uh-huh.
I'd key their car. Because this dude's life and whole personality is his car.
Nice. I would go to Toyota and get the best Toyota truck, and then keep mine, and then punch my dad. And then when he gets up, he's like, "Oh, my jaw! Oh my gosh, it hurts!"
Oh gosh.
That's what I would do, and then I would go to the bank and I'd go, "Hello, I would like to withdraw." And the lady's just looking at me.
Have you ever seen Click?
Thanks.
The Adam Sandler
movie? Yeah.
Where he just, exactly, like, unleashes on someone?
He, like, pauses the guy. He gets him up, and then he unpauses him. He's like, oh! What? It was,
and then just farts
it
was, in his face.
Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah. He beat the crap out of Hasselhoff.
He slapped the mess out of Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I'd do that to a few people.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. What would you do?
Honestly, I was like, well, at that point, since everything's frozen, could you walk on water?
Ooh.
And I'm just like, maybe. Could go for interesting hikes. And then, like,
cool. But by yourself?
Yeah, why not?
If your camera doesn't work, though.
Because
It just, you click it, and it'll go, and then it just stay black.
It just stops.
And you're no! Even Let's recording see. Video or anything. Wow, that would be cool, though. Going, watch, 7:58, he's in the middle of the ocean. He's like, I have 2 minutes to run back! He's just sprinting. Right when he gets to one part, he sees like 30 sharks right there lining up because since time, like the last hour, things have been moving again slowly. So they're slowly going, what's that over there? They're just getting ready to eat.
This man just sprinting away from sharks.
I thought I wouldn't see Jesus again.
Think about all the things you could put up in the air.
And wave like
and then just... Here. Just, like, let's say I take your phone, and I could just take it like this.
Oh, and just leave it there?
How many thousands of people could you have their phones just...
So that's how you start a new business. You end all the business for fixing phones. Mm-hmm. You're the only one that can do it. At least for Georgia. And then just break everything. Or if you had more time.
Like there's a couple of places here that, you know, we have, like, the CDC. You know, you could always, you know, grab the one vial of smallpox that we have here in the CDC.
Oh my god, you just went fully chaotic.
Well, yeah. The thing is how much money could you get back from
selling it to the black market?
You can get and a lot. Then via causing worldwide extinction?
Well.
I mean, Moscow has the other one, so, I mean.
Go to the CDC and bet they have the cure to cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, I would try to find out a bunch of mysteries. At least in my area. If I had more time, if it was like for a year I could do this, I would go to Disney.
I feel like you'd go mad, though.
No, I would go to Disney.
You would go mad by yourself.
Yeah. And Duke's alive. I would go...
Duke would be alive, but he's like...
No, boy, wake up. And he'd be like... He blinks, and I go... Oh. And he just closes his eyes, and he dies. The thing is, everybody would die, though. If it's all paused, they're not getting nutrients or anything.
Well, I guess it depends on which way you do this. Like, if for them, it's like a second that passes, but to you, it's like a year.
Okay, then if we're doing that, then yeah. But.
Anyways, that's a very complex question. That's very good answers. Basically, steal, solve mysteries, end the world.
Find conspiracies and see if they're real. There's like a file saying that 9/11 wasn't real. It's like, aha! And take it.
Bush did it.
He rode that plane, jumped out with a parachute. I saw him. All right, last question, final question, good question.
Okay, what superpower would you want, and why?
Oh, super speed.
Why?
Ew, Flash, gross.
Why would you want super speed?
One, I'd probably be skinny.
Yeah, you'd finish like in 0.2 seconds.
No, think about it. No,
you'd still be chunky. You know why?
Why?
Because your metabolism just works faster.
No, that's the thing. I have an ultra. He has an ultra fast metabolism. Okay. Thing is, he has to eat too.
Yeah. So do you have that kind of money for all that food?
I'm fast. I could steal.
This goes always back to this kid for
stealing. Yeah, I know. What's up with him and stealing? He is.
If we're going back to the whole finishing fast in the bedroom, the Flash can vibrate every part of his body, right?
That's pretty cool.
Right? Think about it.
So he'll
I can make my dick the greatest. And then also, I could go anywhere I want really quick.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, also, I would have the greatest legs, bro.
I would tell you to join a soccer team.
So that's the other thing. I could be a professional athlete.
Kind of act like you're that fast.
Like you know, the Incredibles? Yeah, exactly.
Don't win. Get like second employees or something.
Yeah.
But you still get paid?
Yeah, heck yeah. Exactly. Make some money. So, yeah. Super speed.
No, that's true. I would go with super intelligence. Just because then from there I can create whatever I want.
So like Lex Luthor type stuff.
Kind of. Where it's like, oh, I can't run fast? I made these Incrediboy boots. And I can fly now.
I'm Incrediboy.
So I would do that because then I can find out the cure for cancer. I can find the cure for everything. I don't have to lift a single...
The government would then kill you, though.
I would be too intelligent for them to kill me.
True.
So. You? See, I always have two answers because one, everybody's always like, no, that's unfair. Oh. So control over matter.
You're basically God.
Yeah.
Thanos? With the six
of Way races. More powerful than Thanos.
Man. Control over matter. That sounds pretty cool.
Because remember, so matter can't be created or destroyed.
All right. Or is it the clown?
Yeah.
It's energy.
Energy, never mind. Matter.
I make plasma.
Mind over matter. I don't know. I was bad in science.
But the one that I do when most people are like, oh, that's unfair, is shape-shifting. I feel like it would just be fun.
That would be awesome.
Oh my god.
Like,
yeah.
It would just be just for kicks and giggles. Like,
you can see what it's like to have boobs.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of like you're in a parking lot, you see one person in the parking garage and you like walk past a pole, you turn into a T-Rex.
Also, and you freak the hell out of people.
You walk past another pole and just like turn into a lizard and just like crawl away on the ceiling, and the person just like, what? What just happened?
Yeah.
Like there was, I just saw. Shocked. I don't know what to do with my life now.
That's crazy. That would be something.
No, I thought it would just be fun.
You have long nails. No, he does.
Oh, me?
Yeah, look at your thumb.
It's my Coke nail.
You use your pinky for your Coke nail.
I like a bigger dose.
Nice. What are you looking at?
No.
Anyways, so that was us just shooting the shiz here. Yeah. It was fun, but
I like those questions. If you guys want to answer your own questions,
put them in the comments. Yeah, ask us some stuff. Yeah. I mean, I don't get much yet, but eventually.
I don't even get that much comments. I literally set up the email and everything, and they still don't do anything.
I feel you. But anyways, so is that, and I guess to keep it in the fact that we do pop culture stuff, and I did this last episode with Jasmine and Jorge. What movie are y'all looking forward to the most this year?
It could be
comic book related or just any movie in general.
What movies are out coming out right now?
Yeah, I don't know what movies are coming.
Well, the Birds of Prey
comes out this week.
Yeah, I want to see that one. I saw Parasite, but that came out last year. That was a great movie. Any comic book? Oh, the new Blade.
It's coming out this year?
I don't think so, but I know it's coming out.
No.
So,
what meant this year, bro?
That new vampire one.
Which one?
Morpheus.
Oh! Oh, yeah.
Even though it has Joker.
Jared Leto?
Jared Lodalo. Yeah, it has him, so I don't know.
He's a good actor.
But he's a great actor. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies. Oh, that Gentleman's Club or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that movie looks pretty cool. There wasn't anything that kind of, like, caught my eye.
Stood out?
There really is. Oh, they're making a new Saw movie. It's called Spiral.
So they moved from Saw. A different...
So it's based off the books of Saw. It's not based off, like, it's not like Saw 9.
There was books?
Supposedly there was books left over by Jigsaw.
Oh!
That he created, and he made, like, all of his traps and everything. So some kid, like, picked them up and was like, well, I survived your traps. I'm going to start doing this now, too. But he's only focusing on cops. And Samuel L. Jackson's in the movie.
Is
and
he a
Chris
cop?
Rock. Yes. He's the dad of The Rock. Or of Rock. Chris Rock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he says his line.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. He says his line. So.
His one line.
So everybody in the comments was like, I need to see this movie because Samuel L. Jackson's in it. And I was like, I didn't really care much for Samuel L. Jackson. He's a good actor. I just don't care for him running. I think that's one of the movies that I'm hyped for. A video game that I'm hyped for is Cyberpunk, but it got pushed to like September, so that made me cry. And then also Animal Crossing New Horizon for the Switch. If you don't have one, get one. That is my my stuff.
Madison?
I didn't realize that they're making a Monster Hunter movie. That seems kind of strange.
That is very strange. Why would they make one? What is Capcom thinking?
I don't know.
Oh gosh. They're doing the Resident Evil thing.
Oh my god, games. King Kong vs. Godzilla comes out this year too.
Nah.
Well, I guess the Dune movie.
Dune.
I just hope it is up to the movie, or to the book, because I thoroughly enjoy the book.
Of Dune?
Yeah.
Was there a game of Dune?
There's like a board game Dune.
Oh, okay, because I know there's a game called Myst. Is that kind of like it?
No.
Never mind. That's a cool one. What are you looking or hoping for, Henry?
There's an Uncharted movie?
Supposedly in the works, yeah.
For me,
WandaVision.
Well, that's a series, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not a movie, sorry.
I was going to say the Birds of Prey movie was the one I was looking forward to the most.
They said it's better than Suicide Squad.
Yeah. They gave it a 92 or 94, I believe.
No freaking way. Wow, Ewan McGregor did a great job then.
Oh yeah, they say that he was like one of the standout performances.
That's awesome. All right, that's why I want to see it too.
Hello there.
Hello, Grievous. But yeah, that'd be a good movie to watch. What else? Any other movie?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, I forgot about Wonder Woman. Yeah.
And another one that I said in the last one was In the Heights. That musical?
I haven't even heard of it. I know the silence. That silent movie's coming out, the second one.
Oh, Silent Place?
Quiet Place, too. That one looks pretty.
Did you watch the first one?
I did. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Super good. Mm-hmm. Really well made movie. You saw it with us.
I did?
Yeah, you saw it with me and Ashley.
Noob.
Unless that was Melanie.
It might have been Melanie. Was it the one with John Krasinski?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I think I saw it and I told you, hey, let's go see it, and then you just didn't have time or something.
Oh, I was at work probably.
Probably.
Because you always go like at 6, I get out at 7.
Well, it's because I get out at like 5:30, 5. Sorry. And then you get out.
We're not having this discussion on my podcast, bro.
Oh, it's your podcast now, bucko?
Yes, because okay, someone left it.
You can have it. I didn't say anything. Just treat it good.
Andrew?
Just treat it good.
Oh, just treat it good. Shut up.
Shut up. Just treat it good.
No. Right? I'm like the widow, bro. Not even the divorced person that stays with the kids.
You know what?
And you just left to start a new family.
I'm just going to hack the account and just delete it.
You know what? Do it. That's fine. Steven's trying to do it 3 times already.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now, actually. So if this doesn't air, screw you. It's done.
Hacked.
Time to hack.
I'm in.
I mean,
there wasn't nearly enough clicking of keyboard.
I was just like,
oh, hold up. Wait.
No, if you touch that one, I'll break it. Time to hack. Alrighty, well, that's the questions. That should be it.
Yes. How do you close out this bad boy?
Well, I usually shout people out.
I usually yell at him.
Oh, yeah, he back in the day, he just yelled at me, end it!
Yeah, because he'd drag it on for like another 15 minutes.
I think you mean like what's currently happening right now?
Yeah, like right now. Just we're like 56.
For some reason, he just really wants us to be a long episode, but.
No, it's mostly because it's the only time I ever spend with Steven, and then he just leaves immediately afterwards.
I hang out with you, you freaking butt.
I'm kidding. No.
He doesn't want to be alone.
I know.
That's it. But anyways, yes. Remember to listen to Andrew. It's a new podcast.
That guy's a good boss.
Steven's the editor.
He pays me well.
I'm doing hand quotations.
No, you're not. Those are air quotes.
Air quotes? Finger quotes.
No, those are air quotes.
Air quotes don't work on podcasts, bro.
You're a podcast. Anyways.
Try to subtitle this podcast.
All right. So, yeah, go follow or listen to Creepypasta Myths. It's the one with the little weird triangles as the cover.
As a rhombus, thank you.
A rhombus?
Yeah, it's a rhombus. With tiny little rhombuses inside.
Okay.
You mean a plumbus?
No, it's a rhombus.
So yeah, if you like creepy stuff and...
no, it's not a plumbus.
Scary stories, short stories, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and you'll hear Henry, or David also in that one.
Yeah, that's my twin brother David.
Yeah, he sounds just like him and he coughs just like him too.
Don't you dare.
Cough?
What do you mean? You're what?
Stop! I'm trying to end this. Anyways, yeah, go listen to that. Also, go listen to Flip It and Reverse It. I'm going to be on their podcast.
They probably already have you on there.
I think they do, actually.
Yeah, and you just haven't posted yours.
Well, yeah, but yeah, go listen to them. They're awesome. They're really nice.
They should be already posted by the time you post those ones.
Yes,
it should be good.
But yeah, go listen to them too.
No, they're awesome.
They're great people. Anyways, yeah, and
I don't do a scene. I'm just telling you, hurry up and end it. That's all I scream.
And that's the last you'll hear of Madison.
Dang.
No,
finally, do it. I've been waiting my entire life.
End me.
End me, please.
No, but yeah, and that's it.
All right.
Oh yeah, and remember,
it's cough time.
I hate you so much. And remember, it's pizza time.